The executive director of the Swine Health Information Center says, as the organization celebrates its 10th anniversary, it continues to examine how it can most effectively execute its mission of protecting swine herd health. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
The Swine Health Information Center, which celebrates its 10th anniversary in July, was created by the National Pork Board with the goal of protecting and enhancing the health of the U.S. swine herd by minimizing the impact of emerging disease threats through preparedness, coordinated communications, global and domestic disease monitoring, and targeted research investment. CHIC Executive Director Dr. Megan Niederwerter says the Swine Health Information Center was built on 5 strategic priorities.
First, the pillar 1, improving swine health information. So we can think about that through our disease monitoring programs. How do we provide that information back to veterinarians and producers to know what's circulating both domestically as well as globally? We also have a second pillar focused on monitoring and mitigating risks to swine health. How can we reduce the impact of any emerging disease threat on production of pork? We also look at responding to emerging disease. So as emerging diseases arise globally, we want to look at that. We want to understand the risk. We want to put in place preparedness and prevention protocols to reduce the likelihood of introduction and impact. We also have a pillar 4, surveillance and discovery of emerging diseases. How do we detect those emerging diseases should they be introduced into our swine herds? How can we do that on a population level that gives us the most urgent detection of any new pathogen? And we also have a pillar 5, swine disease matrices. This is how we evaluate the prioritization of diseases. Which ones should bubble to the top with regards to research investments for that pork checkoff investment?
Full details on the work of the Swine Health Information Center can be accessed at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.